Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Merja Taipaleenmäki, CEO of City Nomadi. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, what do you do and why do you do what you do?
Well, actually, we've been creating the wayfinding for the sites and areas which are beyond the street addresses. And we have a kind of experience, an embarrassing experience of being lost. We have been late from an appointment, and we have all driven to the wrong direction. So it's always something to be hassled. So we have noticed that there is a gray area in digital maps nowadays. People are leaning on the Google Maps very well. They do a great job navigating from wherever you are at the moment to your destination, but only according to the street addresses. But we have hospital visits to go. We need to travel by plane or by train or by bus somewhere. We often go to traffic hubs, and then there is this heavy traffic, delivery traffic, and the infrastructure which is keeping the society going on. And all of them are having a kind of a crossroads at the mobility hubs. So we are providing the wayfinding for different kinds of vehicles and different kinds of means in awkward places where people must rely on the signposts, the physical signposts, and could be transferred to the digital era. So this is what we do, actually.
How did you come up with this? Why are you doing this?
Well, actually, we have been creating informative maps and interactive maps with gaming features for 15 years. And for 5 years, we have done this wayfinding. Earlier, we made location, indoor location, as an add-on to our services. But we noticed that people or vehicles don't really appreciate of getting to know where their mobile phone is at the moment. So it doesn't give them any value added. And we started to think what would be the alternative digital service for that, and notice that actually, if you are told where is your destination or the set of destinations is more useful for anybody of us than just telling you where are you at the moment. So we made a prototype to one of the metro stations in the metropolitan area in Helsinki. I noticed that we can do it. So actually, we were leading people from the metro platform to the open air through 5 levels. And we gave them accessible route for mobility impaired people. So we noticed that it's a kind of a digital service that makes sense. So now we have widen the scope, and we try to think broadly. We try to think big. So we also provide the service for the heavy freight and delivery and cars, bicycle drivers, and the pedestrians. So it's called multimodal, meaning that you are able to transfer them means of transportation and get a seamless guidance from your whereabout to your destinations.
Vamos. Where do you see your business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, actually, we are looking forward of getting market share globally, because we have been done the market research, and we have noticed that there is some competition, but it's only coming. So we really have a kind of a good opportunity at the moment, and now we are looking forward to new verticals, new segments, new use cases for different user segments, for different purposes, adding a kind of a third-party information on top of the map so that anyone who is using our wayfinding could get the right information at the right location to the right purpose. So that's something we look forward in the few next years.
What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on, and why?
Well, actually, I think that it's a green transition in general, because it requires that people rethink their operations, the companies and public sector is rethinking their operations, and also society is transforming conservative operations in a new way. Also, it's very interesting to see whether there is a new wave of locality instead of globality. So how people are thinking over tourism, for example, how they are valuing the nearby environments and the everyday life they are experiencing. So there will be a lot of movement in the mindset, I think, as few years. But at the same time, people are more used to move around. They are interested in new things. They are interested in new places. So there is a kind of a controversy of how people are acting towards the green transition requirements. So I don't know, but very interesting.
Very interesting. What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat?
I think that it's cost of energy, because actually now we are creating the alternative energy methods, and people are more and more aware of the cost of energy and effects of using energy in a global way. So actually it's something that we need to somehow think, because actually what we are doing, we are optimizing the mobility of individuals, but also the vehicles. And hopefully we are able to reduce the cost of energy in a smart mobility for the companies and for the individuals. And in that way, also give a kind of a impact on this afloat in general.
How does City Nomadi benefit from being a part of a business ecosystem like Vamos?
Well, actually, we are looking for the business partners, the corporates and public sector, because actually they are the drivers of the transformation. And because we are looking forward to the future by following the tech development, but also use the trends, and we very carefully listen to our customers. It's very good to cooperate with that kind of ecosystems, because actually they have good ideas, great ideas of their partners and their members, and they want to try out a new concepts. They develop a kind of abstract concept, and then they are trying to build it little by little to a use case which might be planted to a certain test bed. And if we can prove that, okay, we are an effective party in a kind of ecosystem, I think that then we feel succeeded.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.